what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag. Brown bag.
Brown bag, episode 135.
Woo. Yay! Frank is dead.
Whoa.
Frank died.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I have to start the pod with this, but I've been flooded all of my comments.
Even me.
Yes.
Frank was a nice guy.
R.I.P. Frank, man. That was our neighbor. That was my dad's homie that passed away. We learned through all the other neighbors. We like kind of had like a neighbor group conversation.
Neighborhood watch meeting or something?
Yeah.
For that Chicago,
HOA?
You had the HOA link up.
For sure. But what we feel sad about is that no one was invited to the funeral. So now we're trying to figure out like where he was. Like I said, no family, nobody. Like there's literally nobody to talk to. So now we're trying to figure out where he's buried so we can go pay our respects. Because the saddest part about it is that he had no one, at least from the block, at his funeral.
Yeah.
And we could have been there. And I know my dad would have been there. And again, we would all but have been there if we had known about it.
No, absolutely. And it's one of those things. It's like when you have a neighbor, like sometimes you don't even have their phone number. You know where they live. You just knock on their door. Like,
yeah. And also, you guys, Frank was like 80 something.
Yeah, he was old.
Almost 90. So yeah. Like,
I will hopefully put the video right here of them hanging out. Because the reason y'all didn't know that Frank died
is because
of LV. LV. He is our editor. LV, can you speak to the class as to why you didn't do your project?
LV's like, fuck up, guys.
Yeah. LV's like, oh.
It's all right.
But we weren't keeping it from you.
But you guys, Frank is dead. And
Frank is dead. I'm so sorry.
Moment of silence for Frank. How old is he?
He was really old.
Okay, let's just maybe do like 10 seconds and make him feel young again. All right, Frank.
Yeah. There's this cute story that I want to say again about Frank, because if I was in his eulogy, this is probably the story that I would share.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I've shared it on the pod before, but it just, now that you guys know about Frank, you'll probably hit a little bit harder.
Yeah.
So again, Frank is a widower. His wife had died and he was in the military. And so he would often be stationed other places, right? And so he would write his wife back and forth and all of that when they were dating and then when they got married. Okay, so she passes away and the bank, like, I guess like they have like, what is it? Safe boxes or
safe deposit boxes.
And I guess like a few years pass and he goes to check the safe deposit box, kind of what they had. And she had kept all the letters that he ever wrote her in the safe deposit box. And he just would read them over and over to kind of just relive those memories. Like he was still so in love with his wife, even after she passed.
That's beautiful.
And to see that she loved him so much, she kept those letters too, you know?
Yeah. That's
so
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
at least they're together.
Yeah, and that's like a lost art too, the writing letters thing. Like my girl can't like save all the freaky DMs I sent her.
All the guys listening to your girl or that main one or the one that you like the most, whatever, just be romantic. Like romance, you're right.
Do it for Frank.
Yeah, do it for Frank.
Do it for Frank.
Yes.
Yeah, be romantic. Write your girl a letter in honor of Frank.
In honor of Frank. Just do something romantic. You don't understand how like far that goes. I know some people aren't romantic and a lot of guys aren't, but like we shouldn't give that up just because tech is here.
I'm guilty of that.
You're right. No one's going to save the text messages. No one's going to save the DMs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even photos. Like no one makes hard copy photos to have a photo album, you know? You have to take the extra step.
You know what woke me up to that is that we had a homie helpline on Power that it was a guy in jail writing this girl like letters. And she was thinking about leaving her man for him because he was romantic and saying all these things in like handwritten letters. And I'm like, oh, my bitch.
Was like,
my bitch ain't getting took by no jailbird. Like,
yeah, because he knows how to draw Tweety.
That fool was like the fool from the, damn, what's the fucking Cholo movie? The fool that would write letters to Alicia La Blue Eyes, the one in Echo Park.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
My Crazy Life?
Yeah, maybe that looker, but you know how the fool used to write letters to Alicia La Blue Eyes?
Yeah.
Damn.
Juan Temido or something. Write someone a letter. Write her a card.
Write her a letter. That's better than a DM.
Something that's like
better than a
physical.
Yeah.
Damn. Do you guys even have like lined paper in your house?
I do. Yeah, because I'm a dad.
Yeah, for the boys.
I do. Yeah, but I used to write letters back in the day when I was like 18, 19.
I definitely asked my first girlfriend ever out through a letter.
When you were locked up?
No.
Oh.
When I was like in the 7th, 8th grade.
How did you ask her?
I was like, hey, we've been talking for a very long time. I really like you. You want to be my girlfriend? And then yes or no. Mm. And she circled yes.
That's fire.
That's fire.
We should get, we need to get a P.O. box again. We should get them to like our fans to like write us letters. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Damn, that'd be sick.
That'd be dope, huh?
El amor si existe. Yeah. R.I.P. Frank. Right?
Yeah. R.I.P. Frank.
Should we do Yaelin first?
Or yeah, because Letty has no idea about this. So we'll do that first and then we'll get to the ice.
Yaelin, don't make me mad at you.
Okay, so we're driving home, last week? Was it last week or maybe a week before?
No, it was last week.
Okay, so we're driving home last week, whatever. I'm dropping her off. And then she was just telling me about a story like, man, like this guy, I was talking to him. And
No,
this is how it happened. Because I got a call, right? I got a call. And yes. Like, and then it doesn't matter who it was. I can't even remember.
Yeah, in the car, like a Bluetooth. Yeah, and it shows like the name, right?
Yeah,
what
it shows
was the name?
It
is. Well, don't.
It was like... It was like Soul or something. Yeah, like, yeah, it was like a business call.
It was a business call.
Okay,
stop trying to get
no, I swear.
The same page.
No.
Yaelin, tell the story.
Okay, you can tell the story. But
so then I tell Vic, I was like, dude, that's so funny because like, I was in the car with some guy and I'm gonna blame this my experience on a gentleman called Dunoski's.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to after you tell the story, okay, then we'll get to why.
I'll go back to
it's
that.
It's Duno's fault.
So then in the car, it's myself, the guy. And my friend Andrea. So we're in the car and we're like, ha ha ha. And we're playing Chino Pacas, ¿Qué Onda? I literally remember what song was playing.
Yeah.
He gets, and he's like flirting with me all night. Da, da, da. Yeah. He's like, oh, like, we'll take you. Like,
you guys were going to like a party or something?
Yeah, we had plans.
Yeah.
And his phone rings and the name says Mi Corazón. And I told Vic, I was like, I kid you not, I looked at him like, and he has the audacity to answer the phone, and he goes, shh. He's like begging, like, please be quiet, please be quiet. And I kid you not, I look at my friend Andrea, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wait, okay.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay, no, wait, no,
wait,
because.
Wait, finish the story.
And so then he's like still driving, and then his girlfriend's like speaking in Spanish, she's like, Amor, ¿traes alguien en el carro? And he's like, no. I just have my friends in the car. He goes, you know my friends? And he starts saying these guy names. And I'm like, wait, what?
Okay, this story just got nuts because, okay, continue.
And so then we're driving and driving. And then I see the 7-Eleven. And Andrea's brother is going to pick us up. Like, we're just trying to get out of where we were at originally. And then I was telling Andrea, I was like, no, just tell your brother to, like, pick us up from this place, like, or something close up and we'll just walk it. I'm like, he hangs up and I'm like, you can drop us off right here. And he was like, no, trust me.
It's
like,
not
even like that. It's not even like that. And I was like,
Mi corazón
is in, it's crazy. It's so crazy. I've never been in a position like that. And I definitely was like, I have become a woman today.
Oh.
And I had a choice. I definitely had a choice to either ignore it.
Yeah.
Or to not ignore it. And I was like, I'm going to do it for mi corazón. Like,
this fucker was like, mi corazón fucking spammers.
Who the fuck is
this? Who the fuck is mi corazón? What the fuck? You guys see this shit? Hello?
Whose phone is connected? He's like, damn, bro.
Damn, fucking so spam bots.
I know.
So why is it my fault?
Okay. That weekend, I had a very important job with Duno. I was pretty much helping him
navigate through Rolling Loud.
Navigate through Rolling Loud, and Duno got a really cool gig that day. And so then we're leaving, obviously a long day at Rolling Loud. It wasn't like we were having fun. Shout out Rolling Loud.
Yeah, shout out Rolling Loud. We had a good time.
Shout out everybody at Rolling Loud. But anyways, it was a long day. We were tired. And then Duno drives us to Rolling Loud. He's like, meet at my house. We had a long day. So we're like, okay, it's Andrea, myself, and it's also Andres. But that day, Andres took the... Did he take your car early? No, what happened to your car?
No, it was on Friday. So it was the first day where when Nikki...
He left me.
Okay, yeah.
No, okay, that's not what the fuck happened.
He left me after working so hard. It was like 12 hours that I have worked so hard. I was like, yeah.
We worked hard. We were the fucking group effort.
We worked hard.
Okay, so...
Imagine working so hard and you're like, oh, I finally get to put my feet up and get driven from Inglewood to
Hollywood,
East Hollywood area.
Whoa.
And then now I'm going to go home thinking that's what the plan was. No, halfway through our walk, he's like, All right, bye, guys. I'm going to go with some biddies.
That's what.
Halfway through the walk through the parking lot.
So, like, and then you got picked up by the guy that said, that had the yes, mi corazon
and
on
and
the
I
side.
Also, yeah. It wasn't the first day because I remember.
Wait, so it's Duno's fault. Okay,
so I'm
No, the last day. I think it was the last day.
No, was the guy Andres? No.
Andres left for the Jenny Rivera impersonators.
It was Saturday. Wait.
It was Saturday because.
Who picked you up?
Oh, because I also
said. Yeah, cállate la boca. Ya, mija. Ya tengo el micrófono. Okay? I have my sarape on. Y me vas a escuchar tu niña.
Tell me why I first thought you were talking about Andres. I was like, what the fuck?
No. It was Saturday because you know how
Yaelin, get the fuck out. I can't see Letty. Bye.
Yaelin texts me a photo of a guy from her perspective. He's driving her, and then she texted me, I got bitches, too.
Because the allegations.
Yeah.
Allegations were that.
Yaelin, I'm sorry to break it to you. You were bitches?
Yes, I was. But I was trying to beat the allegations of being a part of a certain type of community.
Oh, my God. Yaelin, don't make it worse for yourself.
All right, Yaelin.
You know
how
we always talking about Yaelin, how she doesn't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but it doesn't matter because it's fine.
Yaelin says she got bitches.
Love wins.
So she was trying to prove to me that she gets bitches. So she's like, look, Letty, I got bitches, I told you. And then she turned into bitches.
That was an idiot because that fool should have turned off CarPlay.
Yes, that's step
what
one.
A fucking retard.
Change the contact name. Like, come on, what is
well,
this fucking amateur
you,
hour?
Because if that was one of your bitches, I'm glad that you're not getting played.
The fuck is this amateur hour? What a fucking dweeb ass fool.
Yeah. You guys want to see him?
Yes.
No!
Yes. Yeah. What the fuck? Yes, we're not gonna show him to the pod. Okay. Well, at least you guys know Yaelin's not greedy.
She shares.
She shares.
You did this to yourself, Yaelin.
I sent that to you.
You did send it to me.
Let me see.
This was ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, dick.
Holy shit.
Let me see.
What?
Get out.
She needs better bitches, dog.
Yo, you could just tell from the side angle that this was ugly, dog.
You could tell already from the side that he looks like Squidward with the that one. What's the Squidward one?
Handsome Squidward?
Yes.
Wait, are you sitting in the front or in the back?
Oh.
Wait, so who's on the passenger seat?
I'm a 0.5. That's why it looks. That's
why it looks further.
But you're still in the back here.
No.
Am I fucking nuts?
I mean, it does look like she's in the back seat, but
For your seat's reclined.
Bro, why does his face look like that?
Like
that fucking profile is crazy, Yaelin.
Does that fool have a cauliflower like you? Surprises giving
me. Yaelin, what the fuck?
That fool looks like he was fucking sucking a lemon.
Legit.
Right?
Fool like Lord Voldemort from the side.
I know, dog.
That fool looks like he does this for a hobby.
Running in East LA or what? Where'd you find him?
That fool looks like he has something stuck in his teeth.
Yaelin dates tweakers.
Yeah. It's okay. Yaelin, you can do so much better, baby girl.
Yeah. You don't need
You're
somebody with a mi corazón.
Old.
Yeah. You don't need somebody with a mi corazón.
Hey, talk about your date. Yes.
He looks like who?
He looks like Richard Ramirez.
For sure.
Oh, my God.
For those of you who can't see the photo, very adjacent to Richard Ramirez.
Yeah, Yaelin likes the Night Stalker.
Yeah.
Yo, what the fuck?
For sure, Night Stalker.
Oh, shit.
True
yes.
about you.
Oh, my God. That was his little cousin?
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, shit. He does. Oh, my God. You were dating the Night Stalker?
Nightcrawler or Night Stalker.
Yeah, oh my God.
So fool would have known.
You know what? They did catch that fool in East LA. Fool left his seed right there.
That's
too.
How he said hi to Yaelin.
With the pentagram right here?
Yo, that's nuts, fool.
All right. Well, Yaelin, we have grown.
Yes.
And you said you're a woman now, so I don't know what that means, but.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
All right.
Oh my God, I was fucking nuts.
Sombra sala. With me.
With
I'm back.
Hey.
Okay. No, but Coachella.
And black.
I'm brown.
Okay.
And down. And proud.
Hey. Whoa.
Hey. Whoa. I like it. No. But Coachella week one went down.
Yeah.
And I have to talk about Peso Pluma's little homage that he did for all the Mexican artists that he did. Can you play the video?
Legendary vibes.
We had like Carlos y Jose, he had Chalino, He had a lot of different artists. Juan Sebastian. Mm-hmm. And so I love that he did all that, guys. Pero the one that stole the show, I have to say, Jenny Rivera. She was the only woman that he actually played up on that stage. And Johnny,
her son.
Yeah,
her
Johnny,
son.
Johnny Rivera. Right? No.
Yeah, no, Johnny. Well,
he has a different last name. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Johnny, her smallest, youngest son is the one that stole the show. Porque look at his face. He's so excited, saying like, oh, my God.
That's so sick.
Yeah. Oh shit, that's my motherfucking mama!
Yeah. And I don't think Peso knew like Johnny was gonna be there. Oh, that it was gonna go this viral.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, imagine, like, you're him, you're just there, you're excited to see Peso. Yeah. He's probably one of your favorite artists, and then he's honoring your mom on stage unexpectedly. Yeah. So he must have been filled with the highest of joy. As you can see, like, his reaction is, like, pure
macho,
bliss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so fire.
That's sick, fool. That's so sick.
Yeah.
And especially, like, I feel like as much as us here in the States, we talk a lot about Jenny Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think in Mexico she's, I mean, I'm pretty sure she is. But
oh, as big? You
think? As big. No, she was big, but I feel like she was obviously really American-based. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she was. Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, like Long Beach, everything. So I think for the ladies in the States, it just the story was different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because she talked about like, you know, growing up as like
in Long Beach.
Yeah. So like, I mean, obviously, but don't get me wrong, she had fucking love in Mexico.
Yeah.
Her. But I know as in here, at least here, she was like D1. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then all these years later, it's like a lot of people that are grown, you know, like, you know, closer to our age, Angie. It's like, we grew up, like, on her, you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
actually, no. I got tuned into Jenny after she passed.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
Now I'm like, ooh, well, Ovario's my dream. We knew, like, Lupillo.
Yeah.
Like, I knew Lupillo was doing covers and then that his sister was also doing music, but definitely Ned didn't tap in till...
At least for me.
Un desgraciado me hizo. It takes a heartbreak for you to tap into,
to
like,
get really,
hey,
like,
girl,
submerged.
Listen
into
to
it.
This. Yep.
Yeah, no, she was incredible. But I think a lot of the thing is, like, people were, like... A lot of people grew up on her, and they're watching that, and they're just, like, really excited about
that was sick. She was sick.
I have a question because I didn't see the whole, like, homage. Mm-hmm. Did they show love to Adán Sánchez, the son?
I didn't see him.
I saw the dad mom. I want to put Adán.
Sucks. Yeah.
But I love Adán.
But same. I think,
like, I'm his fan. Like,
yeah.
I think.
Like, era. Yeah, I mean, I was a little younger. And he was coming out, and he's from my area. He went to Paramount High.
But I think when you pay... homage to the dad, it automatically trickles down. I feel like
he had his own wave. Bro, he sold out the Gibson Amphitheater.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist anymore, but that was a big deal back then.
I'm not taking credit from what he did.
Yeah.
But you also gotta understand, like, bro, he was sick, but yeah, that's what's dope.
He didn't supersede the legacy of Chalino because he was super short. But yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. But like, cause you're
like,
kinda...
it's originally like that's your son, fool. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of like when they pay homage to Tito Tamburino, they automatically show son. Like, it's kind of like love to his son. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
For people that don't listen to corridos, you guys, the disrespect is crazy.
Listen,
how
for
we
Tito.
Disrespect because we want Adán Sánchez
for
to get
Tito.
Up.
No, I'm saying for Tito.
No, we're saying that giving one love doesn't mean you're giving both love. That's
to
what
me.
You're saying. You're saying too.
I think it is. I think it is.
Like, it covers, like, all right, we got your whole family here.
You think that, okay, that they put Jenny Rivera, that's also saying, like, oh, thank you to Chiquis?
No, because I know. When I'm saying the amount of love they did, like, I don't think it was intentional. You get what I'm saying? But,
oh, no, not at all. Mm-hmm.
No,
I'm just
saying,
I would have loved to see Adán Sánchez.
Same.
She'll get love.
Yeah. That was one of the greats?
He wasn't able to be a great, but he had his
potential. And then if I'm Peso Pluma, I think I can relate to Adán Sánchez a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just that young life, the corrido life, like everything that Adán Sánchez was kind of going through, Peso Pluma's going through.
The kids were loving
Adán. Yeah, they loved him.
Yeah.
Damn, but I had to fight because that was an era where, you know, the corridos weren't as big as they are now.
Yeah.
So he definitely was fighting his way out of it.
He started doing songs in English,
but
too.
But that's even
always
what
in Forever.
Yeah, Always in Forever. But damn, I want to hear that now.
Yeah, that album's so bad.
Siempre,
Until
Maximo to make an Adán Sánchez tea.
Yeah, but that's even.
Yeah.
to come play drive.
And maybe because his dad was so big, is why he gets left out.
That's like Bronny James.
No, but if he didn't like a Bronny James. If the dad didn't, not that if Chalino Sanchez didn't exist, but if Adan was not his son, and he just had his own run that he had, we would consider him a legend.
We would remember him
on
like,
his own,
like we remember Ariel Camacho.
That's what I'm gonna say right now. Damn, that fool was so young. He was my age, or maybe younger. I think like 22. He had a fucking great voice.
Yeah,
that's somebody that was took way too soon. But also,
he also honored Valentina Elizalde.
Yeah,
that's fire.
I saw that. I'm like, oh, that's rumored dad.
Your rumored dad. I know. I was like, oh, shout out to Pops.
Yeah. Are you gonna say it?
Also,
that's my dad.
I forgot what I was gonna say right now. That was sick though. That was sick though. That he did all of that. And it was sick that we were having a conversation off camera where like Jenny was so different, like looks wise. Like, you know, she didn't have the original look. She wasn't like super, like, it wasn't like, you know, she had the look of like, this is who I am and you bitches gonna fuck with it.
Yeah.
And bro, I know so many, bro, like to this day, the other day Andres' family had like an imitator of Jenny and it was crazy how like the girl just like, it was damn near identical. It was kind of creepy.
Like Jenny? The curve?
Yeah, like the curve. But I remember that being like a wave. Like if I had a gang of tias and shit, link up and just like, pretend they was Jenny and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then I was telling Vic that when Jenny, okay, you know when family members die, you like call each other and then you meet up at somebody, whoever has the biggest house or the apartment to go get drunk and like cry your feelings out. When Jenny died, my aunt came to our house, which wasn't the bigger apartment. It was just, I feel like it was just the vibe.
The vibe house.
And then they came and they just listened to every single Jenny song like on repeat forever. She was sick.
It was, that was a moment for sure that a lot of people that were like so in tune with her when she passed, it was like almost like people were probably like mourning her like a family member.
Yeah, and that was, and also her vibe was too real, fool. All of a sudden, I'm like, bro, like some of the homies' moms remind me of Jenny, like the way they would just talk, like, shut up, fool. Like when she had the reality show and shit.
Yeah.
But like also very Chicana, fool. A lot of the homies' moms carried themselves like that.
Yeah.
So that was dope, man. Shout out Jenny. Shout out Johnny. You know what I'm saying? I could only imagine the love.
And then also, you did point out, you know, that Johnny was wearing Pro Club.
No. Peso, I think, was.
Oh, Peso. Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, that was tight. I think it was like a custom fit. Ooh. And they, shout out Pro Club. Shout out my boy. I seen they reposted it. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming, like, you know, that shit just fire. I'm assuming, LA dope. Shit. But shout out, you know what? Right now that we're in the topic. Also, shout out Karim León.
Yeah.
He fucking paid so much homage to a lot of legends on his set, like the Selenas and everything. So that was dope too. Shout out Karim.
Karim.
Did a great job.
Thank you, Karim.
Thank you, Karim.
You guys are welcome. Catch me weekend too.
That's funny. That'd be crazy if you just go in there to replace his set. Nobody questions it. Like,
what if I'm his stunt double? He has to do a stunt on stage.
I think you're a little too white. You might have to tan a little bit, right? Just a little.
That feels like bursting out his clothes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Is he
like,
your height?
Probably.
Hell no. That fool's taller.
That fool's not tall.
I think that fool's taller.
People look tall.
Yeah, he just looks tall, bro.
You actually are tall.
Yeah.
And guess where both as and you'll be fine.
I think he's taller.
Nah, bro. Me and JLP are the same height. That fool looks tall. I thought he was taller. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Jop.
Yeah, we're the same
and
height.
Shout out Peso Pluma.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was something I saw, you guys. All right, you're a man. Right.
Today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek.
Yeah. All right, SeatGeek.
With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app.
Wow.
I can't wait. I still haven't gone. I know you went. You went to Dodger Stadium.
I went to Dodger Stadium, yes.
I'm jealous. I haven't gone yet. I haven't seen Ohtani play in real life. You already went.
Oh, I'm the only one that's left out. You're left out, bro.
I know.
Damn, typical you shit.
What is it? What are you waiting for?
Just a grind to stop. I've been like grinding. Yeah, like I feel
grinding.
But I haven't gone yet. But when I do go, I'm gonna use our code BROWNBAG to get $20 off for our tickets at SeatGeek, and you should too.
Green dot, like green. The green dot means
good
seats. Red dot means some bullshit.
Yes.
So go for the green dots, but you will get a good deal with the green dots. It might be a little more expensive, but if you use code BROWNBAG, you get $20 off, dog. $20 off. So instead of 100, it's 80.
Yeah.
Instead of 40, it's 20.
Because of, you know, sometimes the ticketing places get fees and stuff. They could reduce it. Now you're paying like regular price.
And now with the Dodgers shit, it's very expensive in there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, like, if your budget is $50, right?
Yeah.
Let's just hypothetically speaking, that's your budget.
That's freaking parking half.
That's parking, but hey. But obviously you might, your ass gonna have to park and walk a couple hills.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Once you get in there, if your ticket was 40, it'll not be 20.
Yeah.
And then you have a 20 for your little Michi.
For a Michi. And yeah. Then you get a vibe out. Giving you like a free Michi.
Nick, I feel like you haven't gone.
Yeah.
Because you haven't gone with a girl. That's what it is. I feel like you're using that excuse.
Well.
Yeah, I feel like you're using that excuse like,
well.
Oh, I'm working so hard. Letty works hard.
I was
and
just
she
at
went.
Home all weekend
yeah,
like this.
I still went. And I picked the day game, dog. Yeah.
That's for skinny people. Only skinny people go to day games.
So you went with the biddies, what you're telling me?
No, I went with all my homies, actually.
Damn.
And so did a girl go?
Not a homie.
No. I was with all the homies.
Okay.
Damn, I'm not a homie. That's because you're also like a dad, fool. We do shit like last minute. We planned it at 1:00. We're there at 5:00.
I could do that if I don't have my son.
Yeah, I know, but you're like an actual dad. You know, a lot of fools don't have their son.
I'm an actual dad. Thank you.
You're a present father.
Yeah, you're a present father.
Present father.
Yeah, you're not temporary. Yeah. Like, you walked in here stressed because little Vic's sick today.
I know, dude. He's been sick all week. Stress me out. But
SeatGeek, brown bag.
Yes. Brown bag at checkout.
Yeah, right. At checkout. And make sure you, and don't for you guys, don't forget to use the code. I mean, don't pay and then try to use the code. Like, you already paid.
Yeah.
And brown bag is one word.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in fact, they'll usually give you an option to, like, it says promo code and put brown bag in there.
Yeah. So you know I'm local.
Yeah.
LA versus IE. Dun, 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 dun.
Bom, ba, da, bom. Okay.
Watch my salsa moves real quick, you guys.
First of all, shout out Augusto Papa, podcast from the OC. When they came on, we did a whole thing where we were like, hey, say 5 reasons why OC is better than LA. And then we said 5 reasons why LA was better than the OC. A lot of shit happened. We're talking about homeless people, fucking meth people,
Trump supporters.
Fucking Trump supporters, racism.
Yeah. The OC does have a lot of, the OC is damn near a red state on its own.
Yeah, the OC is better than us. We already know this.
In their eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, in our eyes, too, dog.
It's too flat for me. I like,
it's
like
nice.
It in my ankle.
It's nice. I never lived there, but, actually, I did live there.
I'm fresh not, air.
You did. You live in Buena Park?
They They have open freeways.
They got a lot of lanes.
The vibe has 12 lanes. No cap.
And then we clowned the IE like we always do.
Yeah.
However, the IE was not there to defend themselves.
No,
okay?
They were not.
And we have to give them a chance to defend themselves.
Yes.
So what did we do, brother?
So me and Vic, we have friends from the IE. Letty does too. Letty has a lot of homies. But me and Vic, but I have a couple homies. And then obviously you guys know what this is about. It's like a clip, whatever. And I was like, dog. It's all love. We love you guys. You know, esto con amor.
Everyone,
you know, girls from Jurupa Valley.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all love. So I hit on my boys and I was like, tell me your funniest complaints about LA. And I got some of the funniest complaints. Let the keep on my phone.
Yeah.
I got some of the most funniest shit. Shout out Jay from the Riv. Shout out Big Tips. I also hit up Jay Band, but he fucking lagged it on me. That asshole.
Yeah, he's too busy getting money.
Bands. So I got some funny ass fucking complaints from my homies from the IE, and these are the funniest shits ever. Are you guys ready?
I hope we don't take them personal.
We won't.
Man, LA be having them little ass car lanes with way too many people driving on the road, no cap. There be way too many people on the road, and nobody even knows how to drive. And if people don't got a car, they just walking out in front of the car. Man, they just darting out in front of the street, and nobody even care. Somebody gonna really get hit and get hurt, and people are just gonna keep going about their day because y'all are so damn selfish. Y'all are so absorbed in LA, I'm telling you. Y'all got 90% homeless population. Nobody even has a house out there. And if they do have a house, they don't got a car. Man, it smell like piss everywhere that you go. Everywhere that you go, you can't even get a breath of fresh air in LA. It just smells like piss and gasoline. Man, I eat on top.
Well, Jay from the Riv, you've never been to Pasadena.
Yeah, Pasadena has a lot of fresh air.
Pasadena has great fresh air.
I've never been to Larchmont, and it shows.
Yeah. You've only been to a Dodger game, we can tell.
Nah, Dodger game, them bathrooms be dank.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You walk in there like before you chug your Michi.
Low-key, I like the way that he talks. I didn't know they talk like that in IE, by the way.
Shout out Jay from the Riv. Jay from the Riv, he does like skits, comedy out there.
He's on the food community too.
That's tight.
That was fucking funny.
But he went in. You can't complain. When he's talking about like all the traffic and people jumping out of nowhere, I'm like, wait, that's only us?
I know.
Like, I didn't. And it takes someone not from there to tell you, like, you know, this is not normal.
You want
to
know? You want to know?
You know when?
You want to know when it hits to me?
What?
When I'm traveling.
Yes.
Like, I went to Texas recently, and I was like, hey, dog, we got to call Uber right now so we could be on time. The homie's like, fool, we're not in L.A.
Yeah.
We're good. We have about full drive through dirt if we have to.
Yeah.
And we'll be okay. The cop's going to be howdy. All right, cool. So I think, and it's funny, because even all my homies from Coachella Valley, Dinero and Guapo, their biggest thing is like, dog, your fucking city sucks.
Yeah.
It's fucking packed. And then this is the funniest complaint I've ever heard. Tommy Dinero was like, fool, you don't even have privacy in your own home, fool. What do you mean your neighbors could hear you, dog?
Wow.
And I never thought about that. Because I was like, I grew up in apartments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, fuck. He's like, what the fuck, fool?
Right.
What the fuck, fool? You don't have fucking privacy in your... And I was like, hey, yo, what the fuck? What do you mean, dog? That you live on top of each other, fool. Fucking want to be New York, motherfucker. And I was like, hey, dog, first of all, West Coast, bitch.
Yeah, first of all, ouch. Yeah.
It's funny, yeah, like, to Duno's point, traveling, you realize that, like, if you see somebody, you ever seen somebody, like, having trouble on the side of the road?
Yeah.
And, like, nobody helped them?
That, you did that?
No, I'm saying that happens all the time here. But yeah, in other
Angie
states,
for sure does that.
Yeah, in other states,
they help them.
They will get off. That's literally like, you're a fucking asshole.
If you don't.
If you drive past.
Yeah.
Over here, it's just like.
Coming. Yeah. Whatever. You don't want to make more traffic.
No, yeah. Dude, I got somewhere to be. I got some fucking, I got a meeting to go to. Da, 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 da.
Not far here.
Over there, it's serious. Like, they will, if they see you, like, your tire is fucking popped, you're doing it yourself, somebody's going to pull over and help
That's
you.
Crazy.
Our here would be like, you can't park there.
Bro, me and Yaelin just did that.
You guys are assholes.
We've literally seen somebody get in a car accident, and we just, hey, you can't park there, homie.
You guys are assholes.
And you know what's fucked up? That is not cool until it happens to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then somebody yells it to you.
That's happened to me last time.
And then
time
you call Esther.
No empathy.
Okay, that was, shout out Jay from the Rib. He
shout
went nuts.
Jay from the Rib.
Yeah.
And you went in on us.
Yeah. And then I have Big Tems. And just to give you a description of Big Tems, he's just like this older, like, cholo dude.
Yeah.
Shout out him, man. He's dope. I met him through Icon and, like, Fat Guapo and shit like that.
Nice.
And, bro, he sent the most funniest, craziest, super story that I would have never thought.
Uh-oh.
And it reminded me of his family. Let's hear it.
The only thing that I can think of on me, true story, is fucking fools out there fucking kissing cousins and shit on me.
In LA?
What the fuck?
I knew three vatos on me.
Three?
And they were proud of it, homie. They didn't give a fuck. Homie. They're like, oh, yeah, my prima's fine, homie. But, I never, like, really kicked it with their food, so I don't consider her my prima. But, hey, homie, you know, they're right there kissing cousins on me, touching up on each other and shit on me.
That is fucking nuts.
What?
Vic, you know him or yes or no?
I don't, never
okay,
met this
you're
guy.
You're not one of the three
No,
pools.
But he might have met my cousin.
So he might have met Vic's cousin.
Damn.
Yo, but I can't
please
blame him for
let
thinking that,
though.
Please
don't let that be
that,
an
though.
LA thing, y'all.
I
because,
hope not. Please. If he said he knew three different vatos.
Because I could imagine, like, Big Tim just meeting pools and all three of them. Like, and it might be an expansion of time, right?
Yeah.
Big Tim's older, so.
Give me a phone.
So,
it might have been.
So what if he met some fool, like, in high school, maybe, or, like, in juvenile hall, right. And then in somewhere.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wait, I remember the fool when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the fool when I was 25. The fool when I was 32.
Yeah.
And they all kissed their cousins.
Yeah.
It must he probably went back to his homies and it was like, hey,
they be kissing
I think
cousins
them
in
LA.
Oh.
Fus arriman a las primas.
Yeah. Bro.
Hey, you guys, big
and
family.
And then in our live show, se arrimó la prima.
Oh, yeah.
The girl that came up.
Oh,
our listener.
Yeah.
Remember she
shout
came up
her.
And talked about how
drop
the primo
comment,
la Larimo.
Fucker. Yeah, the cousin
yeah,
fucker.
And originally Vic's family is from Los Angeles.
They
decided to move to Chicago.
They moved to Chicago.
Oh.
What if
it's some LA shit? That's crazy.
What if Big Temps met one of your cousins back in their younger days?
Maybe.
And then he was the
and
cousin
he
that
was bragging about it.
Yeah. Your family's sick.
LA, we need to get it together. Leave your fucking cousins alone, okay? And apparently they don't do that in the IE.
But I didn't kick it with their fool. I didn't know.
I didn't know. We didn't know her like that.
That is fucking nuts. Vic, you have one as well.
Yeah, shout out the homie AK Adrian. He manages a lot of artists out in the IE. Pretty much damn near every artist that you've ever heard of come from the IE.
Yeah.
Besides J.O.P., all the hip-hop artists, you know, it's all because of AK Adrian.
Yeah.
So I hit him up and I was like, bro, give us what you think, what you really think about L.A.
Uh-oh.
Stand up for the IE. All right, so this is what he had to say.
Couple things I don't like about LA, man. I don't like the traffic. I don't like how it smells.
Same thing.
The cops be tripping. They be trying to search the car instantly. In the IE, it's never like that. Yeah, everything's just better in the IE, man. Calmer, no traffic. It's where you escape from LA, I feel like.
That's what you're doing over there.
That's fucking. And food, do we smell?
You know what? If it's a complaint, we gotta take it for what it is, dog.
I know, but
we
but
can't. We probably are just accustomed to it.
That's yeah. Okay. So Letty, this was my thing, mm-hmm. right? When we were doing the we're driving around doing the part 106 thing, yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah, the promo.
We were in Pasadena, and I was like, oh,
we went around a bunch of cities, took photos.
Yeah, and then I was like, and I was like, it smells really nice here, dog. Like, I felt like I wasn't like, yeah, yeah, you know, like, especially.
No smog.
Yeah.
The humidifier's on in over there.
Exactly. For my dad used to do meth in our bathroom. So maybe like fucked up my nose a little bit. But dog, like, yeah, for a long, like when I went to Pasadena, I was like, wow, it smells really nice here.
Yeah.
And the other day I was driving through Skid Row and
yeah,
my AC don't really work, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you
have to put the windows down.
Dang.
Yeah, take a big whiff of that.
I feel like I caught fucking syphilis.
You're
just
so
driving by.
You're so dumb.
Oh, God.
Yeah, shout out to IE for being it. And the fools and the girls from the IE that know how to clown and understand, yeah, that we come from clowning and Caria and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and shout out to everybody that has always shown us love from the IE. And we fuck with the IE tub. If you heard, yeah, the pod for a minute, we are LA based and biased, and we clown everybody.
Yeah.
One of my biggest things to argue with Letty and Vic is that they're not from LA. Because I'm from downtown LA, yeah. Letty's from the valley.
Yeah,
it's because
our necks don't break trying to look up the skyline.
Well, Letty, at least I can look at it from my house.
Downtown LA, baby. I can look at it from my house, too.
Yeah,
the
I
hills,
can see the skyline. Pobres. Really nice.
Kidding, 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 kidding.
Hey, whoa, hey, the homie just moved to the hill.
That's right.
In the bottom of the hill. In the bottom of,
hey,
the bottom
of the hill. That's still a hill. That's still a hill.
Wait, what the fuck? If that's the case, I live in the hill, too, dog.
Do you?
No.
You live on an incline a little bit. Yeah.
I live on an incline just a little bit.
Yeah.
But fucking my neighbor lives in the hills. So.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know if it's an incline if the freeway is under you.
Yeah.
I just get elevated.
You just have a driveway. That's not a hill. This fool.
This is the most funniest TikTok.
This shit had me dying.
Look.
Someone else did a clip trying to be, trying to flip our shit. And then so he took it like, what do you mean no one loves the IE, and started posting clips of like exaggerated things of the IE.
Yeah, Little Creek. Niagara Falls.
High Desert.
Victimville. Is that supposed to be Victorville?
Yeah, I think so. Hard Summer Murderdino. That's crazy. San Bernardino could never. Yeah. It's crazy.
San Bernardino National Forest. You put the Avatar clip.
But hold on. Yeah. Leave it.
Oh, God. For someone who says we have to sit, what is it?
Look, he zoomed in. That's probably like in Dubai.
Ontario Mills and you put Dolce Gabbana.
The Fontana Day Fair. Bro, this shit
whoever
was
that fool is.
He's a great guy. Shout out to
him. Good sport.
Great sport and the creativity.
Yeah.
Bro, you know, it trips me out how like people could be creative. But you know what? I've seen multiple videos of this, mm-hmm, yeah, about the IE. Like, it's just funny that our clip, obviously, they
is
use our
lead?
Clip. Yeah, but I've seen other videos without our clip, and it's the funniest shit ever. And it's funny because I want to call my homegirl Jill. She's from Ontario.
Yeah.
And she's always fucking, me and her argue about this shit. She's like, you guys fucking mall sucks. We got the fucking Ontario Mills.
That they have the Ontario Mills Mall?
Yeah. Because it is pretty booming. But, man, this shit
is. Shout out to Ontario Mills Mall. Hold on. But this guy, his name is The Gazelle, and I guess their podcast is called Ponte Las Pilas podcast, so shout out to that podcast.
Oh, yeah, shout out
and
to them. I didn't
know Maple that was Maple Alley, I guess that's
their.
Yeah,
I was supposed to be on that podcast.
Yeah, big up to them.
But it was too far.
They're from the IE as well?
I swear.
Well, that was all in his bio of the person that did that reel.
Yeah, yeah.
So shout out to you and mm-hmm, big up to that. Big up to.
Shout out to them. We should be on their podcast.
Oh, yeah. I met him. The dude with the glasses. Huerito.
Whoever just did this.
Yeah, that was fun.
That video is from them.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
The Rialto.
So yeah.
Man, do you guys want to come to our pod?
Yeah.
We would love to have
friends.
You guys.
We could be friends.
Yeah. It'll probably take you like 3 days to get here, but.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Oh, they did hit me up.
Yeah.
Dog,
they're from the IE. They could be our friends.
Yeah.
Fact. But shout out everybody, man. Again, this fucking clip, everybody was taking out of proportion, man. We love everybody. We fuck with everybody. We know it's love and it's love to y'all. Oh, they have my fucking fat twin, Kev Flores, on there. That kind of does look like me on a glance real fast, huh?
No,
Letty?
No.
I appreciate you for that, baby girl.
Shout out Ponte Las Pilas.
Yeah,
shout out
Ponte Las Pilas. We appreciate
you,
brothers.
I want to uplift them. Something just makes me want to uplift them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is.
I just like that they know how to take a joke. They can be funny,
yes,
you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be verses or whatever.
It's just all fun.
Yeah.
Anybody in the IE that has ever supported me with, and I'm saying me, mm-hmm, because this is me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you guys know I make fun of my dad, my mom, my sisters, my chateau, my fat stomach, my friends, their lifestyle, their relationship that I shouldn't even be telling, but I'm in here clowning, talking shit. I love everybody and fuck with everybody, and that means let the Invict do too. Because we are one, we are a team, we're a gang. Let this one of the most humblest people I've ever fucking met in my life. Helped me out, put money in my pockets to feed my mom, pay for her 50th birthday that's coming up. Me and Vic have done so many things together. We have worked with so many brands together, have built, we have shown love individually to anybody. And this is me just saying, like, dog, you guys know our character. We love the fuck out of everybody.
Yeah.
And to anybody, and if somebody did get offended by any comment, hey, es con cariño, we love you guys, never meant no harm. We love you guys. It's like our primos, our primas, our best friends. Me and my best friends arguing kind of about each other all the time.
Yeah.
And if people were to not know me, they would think I hate Salvies. I do. Yeah. But it's all, but but my best friends, guess what they are? Salvo fucking Dorian.
Yes.
And Guatemalan and Honduran.
Look, Kelly, he doesn't hate Salvies.
No. To know us is to understand us. And like, we really, like, dude, me and my mom clown each other back and forth. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the way we show love. That's why we get along on this podcast so much, because we show each other love, then we clown each other right after. Yeah. Or vice versa. You know,
and again.
I do think that's important, though, that, like, how do I say this? That you can't pit us against each other. You can't be like, hey, Duno, not you. Hey, Vic, not you. Like, low-key, if you beef with one of us, you beef with all of us, and we're going to have each other's back because we know each other. You're never going to tell me something about Vic that I don't know. You're not going to tell me something about Duno that's going to make me hate that fool. Like, I know him more than any one of you can say anything about him, and we're just going to be like, nah, like, you got it wrong at that point.
Yeah.
Because we know each other.
And
we're not each other's co-hosts. We're literally family.
Like, we're literally family.
Yeah. I don't know how y'all have it where you have co-hosts and you don't really fuck with each other, but... this is not that.
And by y'all, we don't mean the IE. We mean the certain people that try to maliciously make it seem like we was hating or like Letty was trying to shit on people or like fuck that.
Yeah.
For we come from our struggles and humble beginnings. If any of us were like that, we would check ourselves right away.
Yeah.
Because we always clown about being so caring. We do a lot behind the scenes for our families. Yeah. We don't talk about that. We do a lot for. We don't need to. But again, I'm so blessed to have be able to me personally. I'm able to put money in people's pockets that come from my same struggles, give them careers, futures, and we do that. And Letty has done that. So if anybody was questioning her, thinking she's better, she's not. She's a paisa just like us.
Yeah.
Clowns here, talk shit. You know what I'm saying? Was raised from the beginnings, and I'm saying this not to explain to myself. But just in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And again, the IE, we fucking love the fuck out of y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Es con cariño.
Except that one house in that one street in that one city.
Facts.
That broke Letty's heart. You piece of shit. Yeah. You cheated on my homegirl. Now she's rich, bitch.
Fuck you,
stop
fool.
Saying who hurt you. You know who hurt her.
Yeah. Y'all already know.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
And should we prank her
and better things.
Yeah. And if you're a man, it's probably not the best thing to try to like beef with the girl. It's not really manly.
It's not really manly to try to beef with the girl.
You have a father, probably. He'd probably be ashamed. I don't know.
I love everybody, bro.
No, you don't love everybody.
Jizz has been on the pod before.
Be real.
Fuck everybody. You're not from downtown LA. If your zip code is 213, fuck you. You know what that means?
That's area code. Oh,
area code.
Well, shout out to LAUSD.
Yeah.
They didn't teach them the difference.
Fuck you. Are you Downey?
Yes.
Oh, USD. Fuck you. Fucking had band camp and shit. Fuck Letty too. Fucking
fuck
you, A1A.
Glendale, USD.
Fucking pobre. Fucking can't even afford a Lunchables. Oh. Fucking this is brown bag because that's all you put your stuff in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brown pride.
Yeah.
Jorjito. Was
your kid's a fucking genius or what the fuck?
And his first chess tournament over the weekend
with an all money in chain. Oh
with my his God. All because Jorge, my husband, is like the
that's so cool.
What do you say?
That's the coolest picture ever.
He said, I wrote it down. Something is
his lineup is crispy as shit. Who the fuck is this?
He said, the main attraction is distraction. And I was like, I don't know what that means, Jorge, but it's like he needs to go in there and distract the kids with all his bling bling and then pop, pop, pop on the chessboard. This guy just thinks all crazy, right?
Oh, I get it.
So Jorjito,
how many bugs does this fool read?
A lot. Yeah. So Jorjito has been in chess, like in a chess program after school for the last couple months. And so he had his first chess tournament. He was the youngest in the tournament, and he was also the only Hispanic. It was in Brea. And He played 5 games. He won 2 of the 5 games.
That's no fire.
So I'm very proud of him.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out my little guy.
Does chess work kind of like how baseball, like if they lose, they don't, I'm not saying he's a crybaby, but like.
No, he didn't really. I think he was happy to be there. And granted, again, he's the youngest. He's 6. The kids are like 12 in this. So for him to win 2 games, I'm like, all right, go ahead.
That's incredible because I think, you know, it teaches them patience, yeah. right? Because it's sitting there. You have to be calculated. Obviously, they say, like, you know, you have to play chess in the game of life.
Right.
Right? And so this is just teaching them that sitting back, you know.
Strategizing.
Yeah. Okay, you know, I do this, I do that. And it's like, and then at the end, it's like you win and then you probably just clap.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, shout out Jorito. He's going to make us all proud, you guys.
That's amazing.
He's going to save us all. I just hope you know Jorito's coming.
I'm going to ask him for some lessons, actually.
Yeah, no.
I've been wanting to learn.
Dog, why the fuck is he playing chess, bro?
Yo, that would be a good six. Bro,
at 6, I was getting burned by the plancha.
You should play chess versus Jorito.
Yes. Fuck no. I might get mad and just smack the board around.
No, that should be a vlog. I want to do, like, he should play me and Duno.
Yes. No, because I don't even know the fucking game.
That's
right
the point. Me neither. That's the fucking point.
That's how you learn.
Does that play checkers?
this is chess, not checkers.
Dog, what
that
the fuck?
That would be tight.
Yeah, that would be cool.
They have fucking chess tournaments?
Yeah, they do.
Your tax bracket is sick.
It was in Braille. We had to drive out to go to it. I'm just really proud that he's down.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know,
cool.
He's down to play freaking basketball, and then he's down to do chess.
Because originally,
like, he's everywhere with it. Because
originally,
have a sick ass story. Well, when I was in chess, and when I was in basketball, chess player, growing up, you know.
Because originally, like, if you were to tell me you gotta play chess, I say, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
This shit's boring. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of like, I see my pav be fly, swaggy, like it's kind of. And then
automatically, anyone that knows how to play chess, you already know, oh, you're smart. Like, you probably know some shit.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, anyone at any age.
What was the shit doing while this happens?
And I lose every time.
My leg.
What was the other shit doing?
Fucking sleep. Watching Tatoons.
I relate to more to that guy.
Shout out, Luis Doc. Because even this program, Jorito's the youngest one allowed in the program.
Yeah.
So Luis can't till next year. But Luis is like chilling, like, yeah, I'm cool. Do this till next year.
Hey,
I know they're gonna be too different.
Is it crazy that your Huerito son's moving up more than your brown son?
Stop it. Don't make it colorist.
He's been saying
don't
this for a while.
Don't fucking make it colorist, you little asshole.
It's just
a coincidence.
Because Luis is more creative. Luis is like, he loves drawing, painting, music. Like, he's gonna be that mind.
Yeah, color
he's gonna be
shit.
They're gonna be a.
We're
they're going to be a great combination.
Yeah,
tag team champions, they don't become tag team champions because they do the exact same thing.
And it's not because of the color of his skin, you fuck face. It's just he likes different things. Luisito's literally like musical. Like he likes melodies and he's going to think of stuff like that.
Let's think of Coco.
Jorito's more like strategy.
For the thing of Coco, what color was the main dude?
You're so dumb.
The dude that stole the song from the brown dude.
Ernesto
de la Cruz.
That fool was a Huerito like you. And like Jorito, what color was the fool that didn't write the song
that he stole from?
Yes, what was his name?
Read the note.
Letty thinks she's morenita.
You have to tell the story.
Yeah, wait, it was Maximo.
No, it was you.
No, it wasn't me. I wasn't here.
Okay,
I had left because
JOP had sang a song.
Yeah.
He sang to us.
Yeah.
And Huerita, he was singing Crazies. And in Crazies, he talks about a Huerita. And I didn't think he was singing about me, but then we started talking about Hueritas and Morenitas, right? And I'm like, someone called me Huerita. And I'm like, I'm not Huerita. To me, when I think Huerita or Huera, I think of a blonde-haired girl, right? And then everybody's like, no, Leti, you're Huera. You're Huera. And I was like, I'm not Huera. And so I called my dad. And I'm like, Dad, am I Huera or Morena? And he's like, well, you're not Morena. And I know I'm not Morena. I don't think I'm Morena. Shout out to the Morenas and the Hueritas. I'm like, there should be a word for us in the middle. Not blonde. And
Morena Clara.
Morena Clara.
I've never fucking heard that. Coming from a straight Morena.
Who said that?
Yeah. conversation happened because I was like, dude, I don't think I'm Huerita. Okay. If you look at me and you say Huerita, if you say Huerita, I know you picture someone blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more light skin.
Yeah,
Huerita. And these are crazy topics because, granted, we're Latino and we come in all different colors. And that's what I said. We all come in all different colors.
Yeah. Beautiful colors.
Beautiful colors. And shout out to the Huaritas and the Morenitas. I'm not saying that I'm not Morenita, but I feel like you're in the middle.
You're right. I get what you're saying. You know why? You know why I understand you? Because I feel like.
Please don't say you feel in the middle.
I feel in the middle. But I'm gonna tell you
why.
But I'm gonna tell you. Okay, let's make it fucking
dirty. Do not.
No, I don't.
Do not. Do not use it
I'm still brown.
No, this is brown, nothing.
Bro, I'll show you white. Oh, hold on, I'm hairy. No, but look, still, yeah. See? I'm no, white. No, no,
okay, 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 let me make it clear. I used to be this skin color all around. But then.
But we've seen photos of you. No, you weren't.
A very great sport came into my life, water polo.
Okay.
And I wore jammers and everything else became brown. Technically, I'm a warrior.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But let me tell you guys why this is a crazy argument.
Yeah.
And I think I've said this story, but just because we're in the topic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's go.
I have three sisters. Mm-hmm. Two of them are very güeritas. Mm-hmm. And then one of them's dark. Cookie is morenita. Mm-hmm. And because Cookie got more of my dad's side of the family.
But you don't think you and Cookie are the same?
Yeah,
color?
Yeah, of course. I'm not.
So if she's morenita, then you're moreno.
Yeah, yeah, fuck it. I'll be a prietito, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think,
I don't think you
either.
Believe that, though. Yeah. I know you're just saying that. I don't think you honestly believe that.
Vic's color.
First of all, I don't ever want to be that color.
Yeah. You know what that color is?
People that take advantage of people.
Yeah.
People that think they're better. You know, like who? Like your son, Jorgito. He's better. You big chest.
No, he doesn't.
Luisito is us. Luisito gets us.
Fuck you, fool. I think you think. Okay, a lot of people swim and their color doesn't change. Like, that's your color.
Michael Phelps wasn't always that brown.
He's white.
But he was rich. He played indoor. Oh. I was outdoor. I was poor. But hold up. I think I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle.
I think I'm in the middle too.
Okay, how can we both be in the middle, bro? Because I don't think I'm güerita.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I think you're in the middle. Where the fuck are you at? The Oaxacan side?
Yelin says she's brown. Yelin, yeah, you're brown. Morenita?
Yeah, fucking brown as
fuck. And I don't, like, it's not this.
Bro, no, we're clowning here. But I'm telling you why it's funny. Because, okay. My mom's grandpa had fucking color eyes. My mom's dad.
Yeah.
Color eyes, güero, mm-hmm. alto, Michoacán, full. Yeah. My mom's güerita. Mm-hmm. My two older sisters, güerita.
Yeah.
Me and Cookie, we got the dark side of the family. Yeah. Okay. Which is a beautiful, but it's
beautiful,
funny.
Beautiful.
Because you guys met, or you guys remember my abuelita Juventina?
Yeah.
This fucking lady, brown, beautiful. Mm-hmm. But And you guys, if you guys don't know, in times in Mexico, colorism was a thing.
Of course.
Which is crazy,
is.
Right?
To this day,
which blew my mind when my mom told me. My grandma loved her lighter skin nietos more than
Oh my god.
I think she liked me because she knew.
A lot of times.
But that's crazy. But because
no,
my
for sure
because my grandpa, fool, my grandma saw Erica, ay mi güerita.
Yeah.
Ay, que she would see me a cookie. Hola.
So she would call your sisters güerita.
Yes, my children.
I don't think your sisters are, like, I wouldn't call them güerita. To me, I think güerita, I think blonde hair, blue eyes.
Oh,
I'll show you guys a picture of.
You say güera,
so
I just took
a picture. I ran into my tia.
So Aiden, is Aiden güerito?
Look.
I took a picture of my tia.
That's güerita to me.
That's blonde hair, blue eyes. Yeah, those are my mom's sisters. Yeah. I literally just ran into them.
Hey, 70% Spaniard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, your fucking aunts look white, though.
I know.
There's a
fucking conquers these the doors. Dude, what the fuck? You seen this?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I get what you're saying.
I think there should be a term for, because I feel like I'm like Erica. I feel like
you're kind of like in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like I don't want to be insensitive to either güeritas or morenitas and say that I'm the other one. But the crew was like, dude, you're opposite of Duno. Duno thinks he's light, and you think you're darker.
I don't think I'm light. My emoji, I just never switched it. But
no, you did switch it. You chose that one. The original is the all yellow. You chose the white
one. Blonde hair. Whenever he shakes his head.
Yeah.
You know my blonde hair.
You know what? We all have demons, homie.
Yeah.
But
pull up your keypad right now.
Oh my God, we've gone through this before.
Just pull up your keypad and then screenshot it and send it to the chat so they could see the emojis you use.
Okay.
And don't switch them right now.
No, look, I haven't brown. I swear to God, I haven't switched them. Look, I'm going to screenshot right now.
You're tripping. Let me go to my emojis with you.
Hey, Vic, are they not brown? The ones I do use.
Yaelin, what's my term? My little Me Too Latinx. What am I?
Morena clara,
because
you're not white.
Morena clara.
Why the fuck is there a gang of pictures of Leti and Yaelin on my phone? What the fuck? My apologies, by the way. Fuck you guys.
Morena clara.
I'm morena clara?
But you know what's crazy? That I feel like I think, especially us growing up, mm-hmm. right? Like, I like my mom. They call Aiden Chiquilin. They call him. But
I call my baby Chiquilin.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. But
is that a word for?
I don't know. But my fault. I don't even know why I said that.
Oh.
But Aiden's güerito. Like, Aiden's like, it's not güero.
Fair
like,
skin.
Yeah. So they'd be like, ay, mi güerito. They'll say it like, and obviously he's not a blonde kid. Yeah. He didn't have blonde hair. Mm-hmm. But he's fucking white. Like, the kid is white. If he's standing next to me, you know that's not my kid.
Maybe.
It could be.
But that fool's güerito, like super güerito. But I do get what you mean when you think of
anytime someone's name is güero or güera, and that's their nickname, they're blonde to me.
Yes, like 100%. Yeah. But I think for
Latino,
they're
more white European looking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which Vic? That would be Vic.
I used to not like when they would call me.
No, I wouldn't even say he's güero.
When they would call me like güero, like, cause you know, it'd be like random, like Diaz or whatever. Just not that was ever my nickname, but they'll be like, oh, okay, like, you know, okay, like güero, da da da, like just talking to me. Not in a bad way, but I would always hate it because I'm like, I don't identify as that. And then I always wanted to be my like the exact color of my dad. I don't know why. I was just always like,
your dad, your dad's Moreno Claro.
Yeah.
Your dad's like Letty.
Yeah. And
fuck
I would
you.
Always. And I always
your
wanted
dad,
to be.
That food Moreno. Man.
I always wanted to be his exact color. Like, I was just like, why am I so white? Like, I don't want people to call me a white
like,
boy.
Like, this is my homie Güero. And he looked, that's not Vic.
Yeah, it's because I have like brown hair. You know?
Yeah,
so,
I get what you're
saying.
But
like, little Vic has like blonde hair. You know what I'm saying? So
little
it's like,
Vic does have blonde hair. That's a widow.
Yeah.
This is a great conversation. Let us know what you are in the comments. What are your family?
Or have you been, like, have they called you that and you not felt it? It's just, I just feel very, like, when someone calls me widow, I'm like, I don't think I'm widow, but okay. I guess because there's not another word. So my abuelito, we would call him Abuelito Prieto. Mm-hmm. And I just grew up, all the grandchildren call him that. I thought that was his name. I didn't know that name meant.
Like Moreno.
That's my grandma's nickname for my grandpa. Her very like affectionate. Ay, Prieto.
Yeah.
Like,
that's where we get weird, and maybe that's a bigger Latinx university combo that we're just very baseless on. That like we say it with cariño, so we don't necessarily know that they're bad words or terms that are derogatory or can make people feel bad. So I think even from the güero to mi Moreno or mi Prieto or whatever, we don't necessarily attach them to something negative as far as like skin color, colorism. Because they're being affectionately given, just like all the other words, just like
gordo,
just like
fool,
flaquito.
Fool. My nickname to my friends and my family is fat ass, and I swear to God, it means the most loving way ever.
Yeah,
like to like my.
I've heard people, like, oh, okay, fat ass, love
you. Yeah. Like it's just
and I'm like, at first, you know, but then you kind of see that it's all love.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, so like
I call my son Chunky Boy.
Yeah, there's three fat asses in our group: me, Allison, and Andy. So when they say fat ass, we all turn around and it goes for either one.
Yeah.
But then they'll be like, no, I'm talking to this fat ass. And then,
but you know that they love you.
Fool, what is love? But like my dad, my dad was Morenito.
Yeah.
You know, fuera Prieto. And that fool would tell Cookie, ay, my little Morenita, my negrita, te quiero mucho. And he'll be like, ay, yo te quiero más que tu mamá porque no estás güera. But he would just be like, but you know, because they were related. They're like, we're the brown ones of the family.
Right.
That's funny. That's love, man. It's all love, bro.
Yeah.
But let us know what your family calls you or what you consider yourself.
Right.
Yeah. We love you guys. This has been another episode
of
Brown
Bag. R.I.P. Frank. Frank is dead.
Frank's dead.
R.I.P. Frank. Shout out to I.E.
Yeah, if we do a funeral, I'll let you guys know the info.
Yes. Well, you just brown bag?
Yeah.
We just bring out OT Genesis? All right.
Yeah.